Nick Vario, celebrity fashion designer, is here to talk about his new book, A Passion for Fashion, Achieving Your Fashion Dreams One Thread at a Time, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm delighted to be here with you.
Tell us about your new book, A Passion for Fashion.
I'm so excited to have written this book, A Passion for Fashion. I wanted to write a book to help or advise anybody interested in fashion, from young teens to somebody of my age who wants to or is thinking about getting started with fashion. So it begins about tapping your passion and how to identify it from that moment to then little tips on how to get started in that, how to get into fashion school, how to get the most out of being in fashion school and what to do, and how to bat your eyelashes, especially to the instructors, and get more attention, as well as tips and tricks on how to land your first internships and jobs in the industry, as well as how to start your business in fashion. I give also dish and information on dressing for the red carpet, dressing celebrities, starting a business, all the pitfalls, as well as fabulousness, and then some dish on Project Runway, on being on Project Runway as well.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
For many years, I've done a lot of appearances and lectures, especially as a spokesperson for my alma mater, FIDM. And so I meet with a lot of teenagers interested in fashion, as well as sometimes their parents or older post-college folk who are interested in maybe a second career. And I normally only have about half an hour to talk about my story, or as I say, how I got to where I got. And so I always thought, you know, I'd love to really give the extended mix and do it in a way that can be helpful to people, that can be easy to read, and let people know how I got started through my anecdotes, and then give the advice what they should do in order to get started. Because everybody always asks me, especially more so now, because fashion has become such a hip thing to do, and I think a lot of it has been through the last 10 or so years of shows such as Project Runway. You know, I say everybody and their mom wants to get into the fashion industry. So I really wanted to, you know, give them the realities on how to get started. And a lot of times I get kids who don't even know how to sketch, yet they're interested in fashion. So I wanted to, especially for the book, write a whole chapter where I give them tips and tricks on how to sketch for fashion.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
You know, with my work, and especially the book, I hope to demystify some of the myths of the fashion industry, to tell people through my story how you can get started into fashion, in the fashion industry, give them the realities, but also tell them, you know, how wonderful, how successful you can be if you just take the right path into going into this industry. I think to show also people that, you know, a lot of parents that may think that going into an art industry may not be fulfilling financially for them, that it can be, you know, it can be a successful business for them. And just especially just to go for your passion, go for your gut. It took me some time to do that. So I wanted to tell my story about how I didn't come out in terms of my passion for fashion until I was in my 20s, and I had to go through UCLA. Instead of going into fashion school, I decided to go to UCLA and study political science. And I write this in the book because for some reason I felt it was kind of shamed. You know, here I was a closet little gay boy, and then all of a sudden, you know, the powers that be said, yeah, and you're going to also draw women and draw women in dresses. And that's all you can do. And so I thought, oh gosh. And it's not because of my parents, whoever told me that it was something bad, or maybe it was something in society that I felt was telling me, but I thought, you know, I wasn't ready to come out with that. And it took me a while to go from a caterpillar to a butterfly and get into the passion for fashion. And I thought, you know, maybe I can reach young kids out there, young Nick and Nikitas out there who are possibly in the same predicament, you know, in terms of going into the fashion business. And so I wanted to do that. I wanted to accomplish that and tell my story.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment, you know, here in Los Angeles, in Southern California, I've volunteered for many LGBTQ organizations such as HRC, promoting LGBTQ rights. I've also worked for a lot of nonprofits such as GLED, the Gay Lesbian Elder Housing, and the Trevor Project in GLAD as well. Anytime that I've been asked to volunteer or help in some way, as somebody who is out and somebody who is in the industry and somewhat seen because of entertainment or TV, I hope to reach especially the young kids to say that it's okay, you know? I was listening to an earlier guest you had on talking about Gay It Forward, and I think for me, more importantly in terms of my personal commitment to LGBT civil rights and the community, it's really about, I think, a more micro level in reaching the young kids in the appearances I do or the events, or if I see somebody who comes up to me and, you know, I can obviously tell that they feel uncomfortable. I mean, sometimes these young kids are shaking. You know, I'll see boys wearing makeup and high heels, and I just want to reach out to them and give them a hug, and I pull them aside. And I think for me, in terms of LGBT civil rights, I like to sort of individually get to them and say, I'm here, I love you, and it's okay. And let's move on and show everybody how fabulous we are.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Oh my gosh. I think more importantly, it's about continuing the path and continuing the path to equality. I think we've made such positive strides in regards to marriage equality, anti-bullying laws, anti-discrimination in the workplace, but there's still a long way to go. And I think sometimes that because of the advances that we've made, I think a lot of times many non-LGBTQ people think that all's good now, right? And it's not. And I think the general public isn't really aware that there's still a lot of work to be done, a long way to go. And so I think that we just need to keep telling our voices, telling our stories, educating people, you know, especially when you hear these ridiculous, you know, religious freedom laws, the bathroom laws. I mean, you know that there's still obviously ignorance and education to be done. You know, living in Southern California or visiting New York City, it's sort of a bubble. You think, oh, you know, we've done it, we've made it. And in fact, no. I think I was reading where we do have anti-bullying laws in all 50 states. I believe maybe there's only less than 20 states that have special anti-bullying laws specifically addressing bullying and harassment based on sexual orientation. So obviously that's a sign that we still have a long way to go.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
You know, more importantly, to tell them that they're not alone. You know, the It Gets Better campaign, I think, has done amazing work. It does get better. We need to continue to let, you know, our young LGBTQ teens know that they're not alone. There is a support system. Wonderful nonprofits such as Trevor Project do wonderful work. It pains me when I see the pain, again, meeting the teenagers at the events that I do, especially kids that are interested in fashion, wanting to go into the fashion industry. Say, I try not to play favorites when I'm doing meet and greets and meeting these kids, but when I see one of my own and I know, and they come up to me and they're so cautious with me, not thinking how I'm going to react to them because they're wearing makeup or wearing heels, and they begin to cry, like I said, and I just pull them aside and I give them a 10-15 minute it'll get better, I love you, I'm here for you, look at me, it's okay, you know, it'll pass. I understand. I got bullied when I was in high school. I remember the football guys in my high school, you know, calling me the F word as I walked by with my Hermes scarf and Gucci loafers. And yes, I would go home and cry, but I would just draw and revert to my own little private world of fashion and drawing and reading Vogue. You know, that was my way of coping. And it did get better. You know, I went to college. I ended up seeing other people who were gay, and, you know, it was okay. Years later, after I was on Project Runway, I remember going to my high school reunion, and several of those football guys who called me names came up to me, and all of a sudden they wanted to be my best friend, and they apologized for some of the things that they had said. And again, I tried to tell those teens that it does get better. I know it's hard to hear when you're in that moment and you're being bullied, you know, surround yourself with a support system. I think that's really important, and look for somebody who can guide you to a better path, and be positive about it.
How can people get information about your book, A Passion for Fashion?
Definitely go to my website, Nick Varios, N-I-C-K, V as in Victor, E-R-R-E-O-S.com, and there you can find more information on the book, the photos from the book as well, and then other things that I'm working on, including my line, Nicolaiki, which is a high-end line, red carpet line. In fact, we just had a fitting with an actress for the Emmy Awards, which I can't really talk about. But then also find out about how to buy my clothing line, my NV Nick Varios clothing line, which is a more affordable line. I sell on various TV shopping networks, including evine.com, which is here in the States. And then abroad, I sell on QVC UK and QVC Italy, which I'm very excited about. So you can find out a lot about that, not just the book, but all my other things that I'm doing.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think that most of the questions that people ask me, I think I've answered in A Passion for Fashion. I think that's really interesting because, again, meeting so many young kids or people interested in fashion industry, they always want to ask me, how do I get started in fashion? How can I have a successful career in fashion? How do I break into the fashion industry? How do I start a fashion business? And I cover all that, I think, in the book. And that's why I wrote the book, really, to cover and answer all those questions. And I also now have a YouTube channel, Fashion School with Nick Varios. Again, for those young kids or anybody interested in fashion, I answer your questions. How do I drape a top? How do I sketch? I think those are, you know, really the main questions. There's been a question that that people haven't asked me yet, and most of them, I'm answering them in the book, for sure.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Oh, definitely, definitely. No shoulda, woulda, coulda. Just do it. I think that's really a mantra which I really began taking head on after realizing through my years at UCLA studying poli-sci, but then drawing collections in all my poli-sci classes, where I began having that gut feeling of just do it. No shoulda, woulda, coulda, just do it. I applied to fashion school without letting anybody know while I was still at UCLA about to graduate, and I said, I'm just going to do it. Don't look back. Follow your gut. Follow your passion. So that's my mantra. No shoulda, woulda, coulda, do it.